Managing your home finances can feel pretty lonely, like when you look at your bank account and wonder where your paycheck went, or when the gap between your income and expenses just keeps shrinking. You might feel like you're the only one dealing with that. I'm Carly Hill, and on the Debt-Free Mom podcast, we talk with women and families about confidently managing your money. From saving to budgeting to caring for the things we own, we find practical ways to move from feeling stuck to stable with our money. Join the conversation on the Debt-Free Mom podcast.
This is That Twin Mama Podcast. But hey, you don't have to be a twin mom to be here. I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom. So whether you are new, soon to be, or seasoned parent, or maybe you just hope to have kids someday, I promise you'll find something to love, learn from, or laugh at in each episode. I'm your host, Lauren Birdie. Let's do it.
Welcome, y'all, back with another episode of That Twin Mama Podcast. I'm your girl, Lauren. Today's episode, we're going to be talking a lot about age gaps and having older siblings or siblings to twins. I get questions a lot around, like, you know, like, especially when I was pregnant with the girls, like how Jackson was taking it. My oldest, as some of you may know, is 13, about to be 14. He has a 10-year age gap between the girls and him. And so when I was pregnant in COVID, like, so many people had questions about, like, how it is to start over, how I was feeling starting over, how he was taking it, how we approach parenting with kids that are so far apart in age. So if you are someone that is thinking about maybe having more kids after you already have like one kid, and maybe that there'll be an age gap between the two sets, if you're someone who has twins or has a singleton with twins on the way, or just in general have like questions about older sibling challenges, As a person who is an older sibling, identify as an older sibling, it can be challenging in and of itself, even without like having an age gap. I'm kind of just like going through it. So I talked with Jackson at length, asked him a few questions. He did not want to be on the podcast for this episode, but he did say he might be interested in other ones. But yeah, I'm excited to dive in a little bit more around like how we view our age gap children and how we approach parenting them in different ways. And hopefully this helps someone. Okay. So let's get into it. Okay. I think I made a reel, I don't even know how long ago, but it was just kind of me ranting about how I had like this reflection of like, we're so much harder on the oldest. And it's interesting because I think regardless if your kids have an age gap, like a big one, you could have toddlers and babies, or maybe there's just like a 3-4 year, or maybe it's 8, 9, 10 year, but there is an age gap at all. Like, I think in general, as parents are harder on the oldest. Maybe it's because we want what's best for them. We want them to be great role models for their younger siblings. And I think it's actually pretty natural to just put more emphasis or maybe have a strict lens when it comes to how you want to parent when you're first starting out. Versus like maybe you, once you have a bunch of kids, like I have this other video where I talk about like parents to one child, 2 versus 3+. And like, I feel like the parent of one is like, I need to do everything right. This is perfect. Blah, blah, blah. Oh my gosh, this pinky's on the floor. Let's spoil it. And then by the parents of like 3+, they're like literally their house could be on fire. And like, you know what? At least we're warm. What else? You know, next. So I do think there is something to be said about having one child versus your first child versus you're a more seasoned parent. That just goes without saying. But I do think there is something about being harder on the oldest, and that is just amplified with a larger age gap. And I think there's for like many reasons. I think the first reason, A, there's just a little bit about being older child, you're going to be harder on them, like regardless of their age gap. But when there is a large one, A, you expect more. I expect more out of a teen or a tween than I do a toddler in their ability to understand things or take care of themselves. So there is just like a developmental thing that comes with age, that you have different expectations for children of a large age gap. But I also think B, it's like, it's completely possible to be raised by the same mother and be raised by a different person. Like, and let me explain. I think when I was 23 was when I had Jackson. I should probably back up. I was 23 when I had him. It was a surprise. I mean, all my babies are surprises. Love them to death, but I was on birth control and Ryan and I, surprise, we got pregnant and we were in a very different state of our lives. Like Ryan was just starting touring a lot. Like, you know, now he's an accomplished professional musician, but like he was on the grind trying to get there, right? There was no Grammy at that point. It was like, I'm on tour 7 months out of the year, essentially, right? I was fresh out of college. I mean, I had a job, but like I'm entry level, like college graduate working, right? It's very different than being like a seasoned person who's made it into a senior level position kind of thing. So I think, and I just didn't know that much. I'm 23. Like I think back to like what like most of my friends were doing and like I'm about to become a mother, but like you just, the worries and the way you view life is just so different in your early 20s than it can be in your 30s. So one, we're just financially in a very different state, right? We had a one bedroom apartment when Jackson was born. So like literally we didn't own a house. Like we were very new in our careers. We were in survival mode, right? And so like, I kind of feel guilty about that at times because he experienced such a different parenting version of me, like a different person. I was a different person at 23 than I was at 34 with the girls or whatever I was. And it's like, I was surviving in his thing. Like I was learning everything on my own. Like it was, no, I didn't have that many peers that were pregnant. I was always the youngest at the school. Like a lot of moms kind of judged me, I think, because I would just look like a younger mom. It was just hard to make friends. And then also it was kind of pre-social media really blowing up. I mean, there was Facebook and stuff, and I think Instagram shared photos, but it wasn't like it is today where you could find communities and things like that. I mean, you could, but it just wasn't as accessible, I think, as it is now. So this is all to say that like he experienced me as a parent where like I feel like I was still growing up, learning all the things. We hadn't caught our stride yet. The way we parent and our philosophies of parenthood, I don't even know if we had a philosophy of parenthood. Your girl was just trying to survive, right? And so I just say that because I think there's a little bit of guilt because I wish that I had all my like shit together with Jackson. And I still don't have all my shit together with the girls. Don't get me wrong, but I'm just in a way different place at right now in my life where I'm comfortable in what I'm doing. I figured out like my husband is thriving, or careers are thriving. We came from like, I was like a senior, like I'd done all the things and very much more established. We own a home, like all these different things, very much more established with the girls coming into it. Yes, they were still a surprise, but like in a point in life where I'm not in survival mode. I don't know if that makes sense. So yeah, all to say that I think you can be a different person, different people. You can become a different person in your parenting journey, and that's okay. I think it's just like, give yourself grace. I think there's a lot of great things that I was able to do with Jackson that I'm not able to do with the littles now. First of all, I had energy of the gods. Let's just say 23-year-old Lauren, I don't know how I was doing it, but I would be waking up 5 a.m. every morning, working out, do whatever, then get him up, get him ready for whatever childcare, then go to work, come back, pick. And like my husband's gone, so it's just me. And then I would still have energy to just play and have fun and then like take him to the pool. Like I had so much more energy. I wasn't as exhausted, I think, as I am now. And he had my undivided attention. That was my homie. Like he was my homie. You know what I mean? And I know that you're not supposed to be friends with your kids, but I don't really, I mean, I'm your mom first versus your friends. But like, I think when you have them younger, you kind of become like, that's my little man, right? Like we was just me and him for a lot of time. And so now our relationship, even now, I think it's more like, don't get me wrong, he's my son, he is not my friend, but there is this kind of like bond or like banter that we can have that I can't imagine. Maybe I'll have it with the girls someday, but I think it's a product of kind of like growing up. I was growing up while he was growing up. I was learning so many things while he was learning so many things. I truly believe that your kids, their souls and their spirits like kind of choose you, like say what you will, but I do think that they, like you become a parent to these little humans and souls, not by chance. It's like intentional. And I feel like he was put in my life to teach me so much. And I could not imagine any other child being my first. I also think like he was just the chillest child. Like he was the chillest dude ever. Ask anybody that knows him. He's still a really chill dude. But I think that that's what God was like. You can't handle nothing else, girl. We're going to give you the easiest baby. He going to sleep at 8 weeks, blah, 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 blah. Like, don't, that's all you can handle right now. And that's exactly what they did. So I don't know. There's just a special bond I have with him. I was a different parent when I had him. And then physically, I was just different, like all the different things. So I think there were like pros and a couple of cons. But then I think about, okay, now we have the girls, right? So people ask, like, how did Jackson adapt? What do you do? And one thing that I think we were really intentional about is because I was pregnant in COVID, right? And I think that a lot of people see, oh, you have an age gap. Like, oh, Jackson, how do you feel about the twins? Get ready to change some diapers. Get ready to, you know, babysit. And like, first of all, I was pregnant in COVID. So I'm like, don't be saying that. He's already stressed. He home in school, like there's so much going on for a 10-year-old at that time during the pandemic. Don't talk to him about how his life is going to change like immensely about like he's going to have this another responsibility. Like these are his siblings, right? So people can disagree with this. I do think a big benefit, I put this in my stories, of having an age gap is that you can have them take care of the little ones. They can be an extra set of hands. For us, we were very intentional about making that like not a requirement. I was never like, you need to do this. You need to help me with this. You need to make sure you change diapers. I was like, these are your sisters. These are your sisters, right? Like they are not your kids. They are not your, there's no responsibility that you have for them other than to love them, right? And that love can look however you want. It can look like you want to take care of them sometimes. It could look like playing. It could look however you want. I do think that took a lot of pressure off of him. I've talked to a lot of other kids that are products of an age gap or the oldest. And they were like, I had to take care of my baby sister or brother all the time. And it kind of pissed me off. I couldn't do things that was always taking care of them. So I did some due diligence and research around like what that could feel like. And so we just made a personal choice not to put that pressure on him. The beauty in that is that now there'll be times he'll just proactively go and want to read to them. Or like one of them, they were potty training and he like just went and helped them with that. Or he would change a diaper. Or, you know, they have this special bond with Jackson. They'll go in and be like, Jackson, brother, like, and like get excited to wake him up. They'll just start playing. And he's doing that all on his own accord. It's not like a force. It's not like you have to babysit. And I think it's so beautiful to see the relationship blossom in that way. Cause I'm not like, you have to go do this with your sisters right now. He just chooses to. And I think there's like a better relationship that they might foster because he wasn't required to take care of them, if that makes sense. And everybody can be different. Like some people need those extra hands. Trust me, I had twins. Like there are times, don't get me wrong, when Ryan's gone on tour and like one of them is like, whatever, and I need to attend to the other one, do I say, hey, can you just like keep an eye on your sister if he's already in the room? Sure. I'm not saying he doesn't exist to like help at all. But I'm just saying that's never like you need a babysit, you need to change diapers. I don't rely on that. I just use it if it's absolutely necessary. I think another thing that was interesting is that like when you are an only child, you like want, like you like pray for a sibling. I feel like maybe I'm wrong, but like when you are an only child, Jackson for like the first 5 years was like, can I have a brother or sister? Can I have a brother or sister? Can I? And then it turned into like, he got really boy, you know, gender roles became a big thing. He's like, I really want a brother. I really want a brother. And so when we told him finally, I think he was 9 at the time when we finally told him that, you know, we were pregnant, he was going to be a big brother. I wasn't sure how he was going to take it because at some point he just accepted that he was always going to be an only child. And at some point with some kids, they realize, yo, my friends hate their siblings. Yo, I have to share nothing. Okay, maybe this whole sibling thing, maybe I got like the best of both worlds. Like, yes, I got my friends now at school, but then at home, like it's Christmas just for me. My birthday is just for like all these different things where there's gifts involved and attention. They start seeing the benefits of not having a sibling or a younger sibling or someone you have to share stuff with or fight with. So I think he started to see a lens of being an only child is not necessarily a bad thing. So I was a little bit worried about when I told him, because he still like really want a sibling. And he was just so happy. He was like so excited. I think he was a little nervous. Like he didn't like scream jump for joy, but he was just like, huh, really? Are you serious? And then I could see the excitement like in his eyes. And then as we got closer, like we did our gender reveal, and he really wanted a brother though, right? Like he's a boy. He was like, nah, he's like, I want a brother. So when we did the gender reveal, the first one was a girl. I mean, twin A, we did like a drumming video where we hit drums. It was during COVID, but we were outside and did like the samba thing, Ryan and I. And then when we hit the toms, one of them came out with Pink, right? And that was Twin A. And then we would play a drum roll on the other one. So Jackson, I can see, is just hoping that this is a boy. We do it on the other one, and it's like blue smoke and powder. And he got so disappointed. But, you know, now that the girls are here, he realized it doesn't really matter what their genders are because they're just kids, toddlers. But it was funny that he, A, wanted siblings, but B, really had a preference of their gender, even though there was a giant age gap. Like, I feel like that's normal for toddlers or younger kids. But I want a brother, I want a sister. But I didn't realize that that would still maybe be the case for such an older child. And it wasn't until I think they were both here and he realized, oh, like, we're brothers and sisters, but like, it doesn't really feel like a traditional brother and sister relationship. So it's like all good kind of thing. So it's just interesting how that kind of plays out. Speaking of like traditional brother sister relationships, I put this on my stories, and a lot of older siblings were saying how like they didn't really feel like they were their sibling, their brother or sister traditionally to their little niece or sister or brother. It was more like it felt like an aunt or an uncle or like an extra set of hands, like a babysitter, a second parent, until they got older. Right. Once I feel like it's 21, once everybody can start drinking and like really going out and hanging out, they're like, okay, we cool. We friends. Like, you can do things together as adults. But it wasn't until they got into the adult part that they actually could become closer. And I think that makes sense. Like, there's so many different developmental social gaps when you're young, like even like a 4 to 6 year old, it can be drastically different. Those types of years apart mean a lot less as you get older. Like, me and Ryan have a 6 year age gap. That's not a big deal at our age. It would have been a very big deal if we were kids. So it's just like, I think that the relationship will evolve from like closeness and a very loving but older, like auntie, uncle sort of way to a genuine friendship if they choose to like stay connected and things like that. I think another thing that I want to name is that there was, like, at no point did I think that Jackson or having like a huge age gap, like was like having a huge age gap is one thing. But then also like when you have twins and another sibling, which I want to get into, is like another big component. Like, I feel like having twins in general is like they command a lot of attention. It's like all hands on deck. All hands on deck with twins, right? So they're just so consuming, and a lot like you and your partner are like, that's the same number. You guys are two and two. So like, if you have two, like both y'all have to be on deck with twins sometimes, right? And so if you have even a toddler or an older child, by like just survival, you can't be all the places at once. And so all to say that they do take a step back, I think, especially in those like early years. And for us, that was during COVID. My son was a tween. It kind of made a dynamic where he was able to hide, right? Like, because we were in survival mode. We weren't sleeping. We had twins to take care of. In a pandemic or not a pandemic, that is overwhelming. Just for anyone having like a younger newborn or a baby, it requires more attention than it does if you get older. So it just, be mindful that when you do have that, there's going to be a period of survival weeks where you just are like all hands on deck, and the other one's going to get less attention. Whatever sibling you have when you have twins, whatever sibling you have, period, they're going to get less attention. Amplify that, times that by two, that if you have twins and you have a sibling, they're going to get less attention. I think what I underestimated is the fact that he was a teenager, a tween, and they like to hide, especially in the age of like YouTube and Roblox at the time. Wars, whatever, Warcraft, I don't even know what they were. I can't remember. But I kind of regret this, is that we got into a system of like, we were just surviving with the twins, and Jackson was just so chill and could entertain himself, but almost too much, right? Like, now I'm like, hey, buddy, come hang out with us. Come talk to us a little bit more, because he would just go down and play a video game or watch his YouTube channel and things like that. And he wasn't watching anything bad or doing anything bad, but that's what he was doing. And I think that he actually liked the fact that we weren't checking for him like that. Like before, if he was on for a certain amount, I just would remember and be like, hey, Jackson, we need to do this, or let's go and do this together. Let's go on a walk. And that was happening less when the twins are really young. They are still young, but when they were really young, it was not happening. So now as they get older and they're toddlers, they're still challenging, but it takes an extra intentional effort to make sure you are making quality time for that older one. Because the older one will hide. Like literally, especially when they get to teenage years, they want to hide anyway. So if you have an age gap, it's really making an extra effort to make sure you're watching that older one just as much. Not just as much in the sense that, you know, they can't take care of themselves. You don't need to like check what they're eating and things like that. But it's still equally important to be like eyes on your teen as it is a toddler. Which like the teens and the toddlers having both right now at the same time. Yo, that is not for the weak at all. Like actually having the, like, they're probably two of the most challenging ages. Like if you think about it, like people are like, oh my gosh, toddlers are wild. And then by the time they get the teenagers, lovely, like lucky you love them because you want to kill them. And so I'm having both at the same time where they're having such different challenges and having to like flip back and forth with my parenting. It's been really challenging. Like toddler mom has to be attentive on all different things and try to be gentle and just, you know, not try and like cause any childhood trauma, like try and keep my even keel on my patience, reparenting myself in every moment. And then with Jackson, it's easy to like, it's less attention. Like he won't, if I were to just leave him be, he would just be, right? So I have to force him to like, be like, okay, buddy, let's go do this. Okay. Take a break from this. Let's just have you and me time. Cause they don't really want to. They're like, okay, cool, mom, bruh, whatever. Like, I want to go do this, or I want to be on like, you know, this video game with my friends, or I want to watch something, or just, I don't want to talk with you too much. So it's just taking, and that you can't let them do that, right? This is like the time that you really need to watch them, because this is when time can like, actually, they can actually really do some damage if they get into some trouble or into some, if you're not communicating with them, or if they, you know, like it, everybody was a teenager. Yo. I was wild. You know what I mean? So I want to build that lines of communication and trust. So it's just two different sides of my brain. Like it's not sides of my brain, but two different very stages of parenting that I'm doing simultaneously. And it's like, you normally evolve, right? But like I'm doing them both at the same time. And they're very challenging parts of parenting. And to navigate that and balance that has been like tricky for Ryan and I to figure it out. Haven't quite figured it out, but I mean, we're working on it. But I do think there is, I just underestimated what it would mean to have toddlers and teens at the same time, because those ages are just so important and very challenging as a parent. And I think like one last thing I'll say that I didn't get to mention earlier before I get to some of the Q&A is that like I've experienced having like one child, right? For 10 years, he was alone. Right. And then we had the twins, and there's like a funny Chris Rock, like audio where he says something like, you know, having one kid is way harder than having two, because like with the one kid, like I don't remember what the audio is, and people like, and like with two kids, they play with each other, and like one kid, and like everyone, when twin moms and parents would be like, Chris Rock has never had twins. But I will say he's not wrong all the way. Like, yes, twins in the beginning, very difficult. Hands down, like the newborn stage, more difficult. You have two, you just do. Also depends on your child. I mean, I had the easiest singleton ever with Jackson, and the girls are different. So it depends on a lot of that. But like in general, probably statistically speaking, having two newborns is likely going to be more challenging than having one. Toddler years, the same. But I will say right around now where the girls are like starting to really independently play for longer periods of time together, it has been huge. And I know that when they turn 4, 5, 6, like that built-in play date is huge, because I cannot stress enough how Jackson was very easy until it got to the point where he's 4 and 5 and he doesn't have a sibling to play with. You are their playmates. Legit. Like you're not like saying, go play. You could say they'll play alone for a little bit, but like it's different. As they get older, they need to have something to play with, like someone, unless you want to like just give them a screen, which I wouldn't recommend. But like that play activity, it's like either you are their playmates or you are scheduling a play date, or, you know, hopefully there's a cousin or something nearby. Like that's how they get that play activity. And I didn't realize there was just times where I couldn't play with them. I was like, I have to like cook dinner or do something. I just couldn't. And I'm like, I feel so bad. Like poor guy. I felt so bad because he was alone. He was okay. But with the twins, I'd be like, y'all go play. And they just do. And they'll do it for a longer period of time than when you have a single one. So not to say that like Chris Rock is completely right, but he's not completely wrong, because once they get to that, like I say, 4 to 8, 9, 10, whatever ages, when they can just play together and they enjoy playing together, having the twins have each other has been a lot less time consuming than being a parent of an only child, from my perspective. And I think the one other thing that I want to mention is that it's great to see how Jackson has gotten practice with children of other age groups, right? Like, if you think about it, what practice do you really get to experience where you like see an older, I mean, babysitters, there's not that many like boy babysitters though, but like he's just gotten experience from age 9, 10 till now of like babies to this toddlerhood, and like just true experience where I'm like, if you want to be a parent one day, you're going to make a very great dad. He's going to be an amazing partner to someone. Like, just seeing those like nurturing skills and like love and stuff, it's just something you don't get to see from your teens or tweens or your older kids unless they have younger siblings. So it's something that I really actually love and cherish. Okay. I feel like I just rambled there, but hopefully you guys got something from it. Okay, I'm going to go a little bit into, there were some questions I put on my stories that you all asked for me, my husband, and for Jackson, or just our experience with age gaps or twins with another sibling. So one question we got was Jackson excited about becoming a brother? I think I touched on this. Like, he was really excited. I actually do have a friend whose child had the opposite reaction. Like, her kids, I think, were like maybe 15 or 16 years apart, and or something, maybe not 15, maybe like 11 or 12, I don't know, but like at least 10 plus. And the oldest had gotten so used to just being him that when she told him that he was going to be a big brother to a brother, he like cried. He was really upset about it because he didn't want anything to change. So it all depends on the child. But I will say that, like, you know, with toddlers and younger siblings, like, there's a lot of tips and tricks of how to deal with them getting a new sibling, but there's not as much resources for the older ones. And you just assume that it'll be like, they won't have as much of a reaction, but they could. So I'll just say he was excited. He was disappointed about having two sisters for like a hot second, but then I have seen other instances where people have kids that are like actually really upset and they're like, you know, 10 plus years. Another question is, has Jackson ever feel resentful or left out about being a twin brother? Not a twin brother, but a brother to twins. Oh, this is a great question. So it's funny, I asked him this. I was like, do you ever feel like, what's one thing that like we could improve upon as parents? I said something very open, and he was just like, well, sometimes, like, and this goes back to my original point, like, we're really hot around the oldest. Like, he's like, sometimes you guys, it's like, you know that Ever shouldn't have done something, but you're just like, Jackson, just stop. Like, it'll be, and this happens. It's so funny. The relationship is different between my twins. Like, each twin has a different relationship with Jackson, where Shiloh, like, it's like, that's her buddy. But Ever like likes to mess with him. I'm like, girl, what are you doing? Like, you're messing with him. But because she's younger, I think there's times I just don't want her to cry. So I'm like, Jackson, just, can you just stop? Like, I'll say something like that. And he's a kid. Like, he's still a kid. Like, he gets it. He doesn't get upset. But like, the fact that he was able to name that, I was like, oh, wow. Yeah. Like, again, there's different requirements or different expectations you have for your kids at different ages. Like, there are times where if a toddler is just being a toddler, Jackson's just like, all right, just take it. You know, like, I'm playing with this toy or whatever, and you want it? Okay, here you go. Like, almost like parents do. But there are other times where it's like, it's okay. No, I'm like, I should have been like, Evergrace, stop. Jackson's playing with that, right? Even though, like, she's younger and I just don't want her to have a reaction. I know he won't have a big reaction with it taking, but it's still just not fair. And the fact that he named that just makes me think I'm going to be more cognizant of, like, he's not resentful at all. He loves his sisters. He didn't name that. But I think there's times where he notices where I'm appeasing them because I know that the reaction will be greater with them, which I don't know if that's fair. Okay. And then I'm going to take one look at these and do maybe one other question. Okay, I got a couple questions about being like a sibling to twins. So I'm just going to, like, I think I address it, but I'll do it again just to name it. But It's interesting. I asked Jackson, like, do you ever feel like overshadowed or like the twins are like taking so much attention and we forget about you or anything like that? Or like, I literally, that twin mama is my literal brand, right? You know what I mean? So like they've commanded a lot of attention in my life in all forms since they've come, right? In all facets. So how does that make you feel? And again, he's like a teen or tween. So he's like, no, it's fine. I think it's kind of cool. Like, and also I do think that his personality and his age makes him like want to like be in the background more. It doesn't bother him. However, I have listened to other recordings of especially older siblings to twins. So if you have an older sibling or if you have like a toddler and you're about to have twins, listen to this. Because there's something about being the oldest, like you don't know that there's other kids that can come. Yeah, like it's all about you. That's your life, right? And then when you have a younger sibling, there's a transition, right? Even if you're just having one sibling, there's a transition of like, okay, now I'm not the baby and there's going to be a baby who's going to need more from my parents for a little bit. And I'm going to have to share things. Now, couple that with like the new baby is twins or triplets or something that's just everyone's obsessed with. Everyone's obsessed with twins. Okay. Like you can't go down the street like, oh my gosh, you're twins. And like, no one may address the older one. Or like, oh my gosh, how do you like having twins? How do you like being a big brother to twins? How do you like being a big sister to twins? It's like the questions that they'll even get asked when they're out as the family is like, how do they exist in reference to their twins, to twin siblings? And I was listening to this recording and the girl was saying as the older one, it was like one thing to be like removed as the baby, but also be removed by like two babies who are just way cuter and everyone's obsessed with, made me feel like chopped liver every time we went out. And I was like, damn. So I feel like I asked Jackson the right questions. I mean, I think he was being truthful, but where that's not the case with us, but I think that could be actually more common than not. So just being very mindful of that, or maybe if someone is giving great, like looking at the twins, maybe like complimenting your other child, like if this one's just a great sister and blah, 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 blah. Or, like, I don't know what you would do in those situations, but just know that's naturally going to happen through society. So maybe compensating at home to make sure they still feel loved, still feel valued, still feel seen and heard because they are now a sibling to twins. And I think it goes both ways. Even like if you have twins and then have a younger sibling, it still could be a dynamic there too. But then you have a baby, like the twins are older. So like as a baby, if you're the youngest child, you just get more attention. So I don't think it's as strong of a dynamic to be like, oh my gosh, my older twin siblings, like I'm still the baby. So you get like attention just in that. But if you are if you have like a toddler, an older sibling, an older child, and then you have twins, know that dynamic can be stronger. I don't know if that makes sense. Okay, well, I hope that this was helpful. My husband was supposed to join today, but he could not. But we are going to be doing a lot more of these like things with like Jackson's just been so insightful. He's taught us a lot, I think, about our parenting, especially now that he's about to be 14. So I'm really using him as like, you know, it's just great getting to ask these questions intentionally to him by doing some of these episodes, like really thinking about like, hey, taking a step back and like checking on things and also being intentional about how I'm parenting. It's just been a really actually awesome experience. So definitely expect more of these, and I hope y'all enjoy. This has been another episode of That Twin Mama Podcast.
Peace.
And that is it for today's episode of That Twin Mama Podcast. But before we bounce, I'm going to leave y'all with two requests. The first is if you are enjoying this podcast, please follow along and leave us a 5-star review on either Apple Podcasts or Spotify, whichever your preferred platform is. These ratings do a lot for our engagement, but also gives us the inspiration, the push to keep on showing up for you all week after week with some great content that we are sure you're going to enjoy. And secondly, follow us on our socials. You can find me at That Twin Mama Podcast on Instagram and at That Twin Mama on YouTube. On Instagram, you'll see a lot of short form versions of these videos, but a lot of content that relates to the subject matter week after week that I am sure you're going to love. So until then, again, thank you for showing up. Thank you for all your support. And we look forward to seeing you next time. Peace, y'all.